Avera McKinnon Emergency Management Coordinator Kevin Schlosser explains the situation. A woman is brought into the ER after a car crash. Her husband comes to check on her.
And then that's when an argument ensued. He went out into the core area of the emergency room and began discharging a weapon.
The suspect is an actor, and so are the multiple victims positioned throughout the hospital.
So as our perpetrator went from the ground floor up to first floor, we had casualties along the way that law enforcement and Sioux Falls Fire Rescue tactical medics would have to go extract and bring back to a treatment area.
The active shooter scenario is the first phase of the drill. Staff receive automated safety calls, and an announcement is made over the speaker system directing people to take shelter. Law enforcement sweeps the building and sets up triage centers. Dr. Mike Elliott is the chief medical officer at Avera McKinnon. As the administrator on call during the drill, he works with first responders during the transition to the next phase, a mass casualty response.
Then we switched into emergency hospital mode. How do we take care of the victims as well as all the other patients and family in our hospital at that time?
That can mean calling for ambulance transport to other facilities if the emergency room has become a crime scene. Emergency manager Kevin Schlosser says regular drills help staff understand exactly what's expected of them during a real situation. He adds that EAP services are available after all mass casualty drills.
Some people are like, oh yeah, no, I'm the tough old nurse or the tough old doctor. Doesn't bother me a bit. But then all of a sudden they realize it does bother me a little bit. And having somebody to talk to is huge. It's very important.
A simulation like this takes months of collaborative planning, a luxury not given in a real-world situation. Dr. Elliott says he's impressed with the Sioux Falls police and fire rescue teams, and he's grateful for the Avera staff.
We do need to be ready for the unthinkable. And if something like this should occur, having gone through this drill, it'll be a little more second nature for everyone.
The drill lasted just over an hour. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.